Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
It is going to be a hot day over parts of the northwest. Isolated showers and thunderstorms can be expected over Gauteng, Limpopo and the northwest. But for Mpumalanga, there is a yellow level 2 warning of severe thunderstorms with damaging winds, excessive lightning and hail over the eastern Highveld and escarpment areas. Pretoria and Rustenburg up to 30 degrees, Joburg 27, Emalahleni 26, Mbombela 28 and Polokwane up to 25 degrees.
In Germiston, we're dealing with a stationary truck on the N12 westbound before Craft Road. It's causing slow-moving traffic and then very heavy congestion in the Malvern area due to a collision on the M7 highway.
The National Department of Health has not yet confirmed reports of the case of highly infectious Marburg virus. The World Health Organization yesterday said there is a case of the virus in South Africa, but no further details were released. The virus disease, which is similar to Ebola, was first detected in Rwanda last month. 12 deaths have so far been reported in Rwanda. And Mozambique votes for a new president, governors and members of parliament today as jihadist violence stalls natural gas projects that could bring a major boost to its struggling economy. An estimated 17 million people in the southern African nation have registered to vote in polls scheduled to already be open. Results are expected in around 2 weeks' time. I'm Khadra D'Souza. More news at 8.
Well, we start off with some rugby news. The big story of the day, that World Rugby proposed a couple of changes to its laws, including reducing the impact of red cards aimed at enhancing both the fan and player experience. So, well, the player who's gotten a red card, well, his experience will still be over. But when a team loses a player, they can bring on a replacement after 20 minutes. A mauls are only said to be stopped once before the team has to move the ball away. And scrum halves will receive what World Rugby has deemed enhanced protection at scrums, rucks and mauls, as if they aren't cocky enough. And a former Springbok wing, Cornel Hendricks, is set to finish his career at home where it all began, and his contract with the Bulls has expired now at the end of September, so he'll be moving to the Boerland. And New Zealand earlier today named prolific batter Kane Williamson in their squad to tour India despite the lingering groin injury that's likely to rule him out of at least the first of 3 test matches. Williamson will delay travelling to India, where he continues to treatment for the injury that he received in Sri Lanka when they were playing against the Sri Lankans and the New Zealanders were beaten there. AmaZulu have appointed Arthur Zwane and Vusumuzi Vilakazi as co-coaches to help the team turn their seasons around after a winless start to the Betway Premiership. And Chelsea began their hunt for Women's Champions League with a 3-2 victory over Real Madrid, with 8-time winners Lyon getting a comfortable win over debutants Galatasaray. Cole Palmer, he's been named the 2023-24 England's Men's Player of the Year, according to the Football Association. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sport.
All the music you love, all the songs you smock.
It's the Jonas Brothers.
Just like your exes in the room.
This is The Weeknd.
It's Ariana Grande.
That's Lady Gaga.
Hey there, world. This is Adam Levine from Maroon 5.
Hey, it's Dua Lipa.
On the station,
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM. That sounds like you.
I never met you, but I wanted to invite you to the party. And you walked in with those green eyes, never stolen by nobody. And they flicker to the future for a moment I could picture. Then you touch me and I come back, and we're talking on the staircase about your big dreams on the big screens out of Georgia. Now you're lonely in this city, lying with me, and you're scared it's moving quickly. Oh, now you cry.